AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's second state visit in the United Kingdom has featured horse-drawn carriages, military honor guards, and a glittering banquet inside Windsor Castle. Windsor and Chequers, where Trump will meet tomorrow with Prime Minister Keir Starmer, are both well outside London and keeps Trump away from a planned mass protest against his visit. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., more than 50 people have faced federal charges since Trump's emergency law and order search began last month. But already, prosecutors have dropped at least 11 of those cases, an unusually high collapse rate that judges say is wasting court resources. And prosecutors in Utah have charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder in the killing of Charlie Kirk. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
County Attorney Jeff Gray outlining evidence, including a text message confession to the suspect's partner and a note saying he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices and was going to take it.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
The charges mean the 22-year-old could face the death penalty.
I do not take this decision lightly.
Prosecutors say Robinson's DNA was found on the trigger of the gun used in the September 10th assassination at Utah Valley University. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street is stuck on pause as it waits to hear from the Federal Reserve this afternoon. That's when the central bank is expected to deliver the first cut to interest rates this year. And Ben & Jerry's co-founder Jerry Greenfield is leaving the ice cream brand after 47 years, saying that the independence it once had to speak up on social issues has been stifled by parent company Unilever. This is AP News. Russian political activist Alexei Navalny's widow says lab reports show her husband was poisoned.
In a video released on Wednesday, Yulia Navalnaya says biological samples from her husband's body have been taken out of Russia and tested at laboratories abroad. She says, we were able to obtain and reliably transport samples of Alexei's biological materials. At least two countries' laboratories independently tested these samples. They both came to the conclusion that Alexei was murdered, namely poisoned. Navalnaya explains Alexei had returned to his cell in the Russian prison and had convulsions in his face and upper limbs. In the medical office, they laid him on a couch. By this time, Alexei was already unconscious. Navalny, who crusaded against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protests as President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, died in the Arctic penal colony in February 2024. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.